أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين. قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 97, 98 and 99 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. They are gripped now with remorse, with regret. On the one hand, Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam had forgiven them. لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. That there will be no recourse, there will be no mention with regards to the incident. But obviously they had two other challenges. One was to seek forgiveness from their father, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and ultimately and most important is to seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they address their father and they say, Ya Abana استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين. O our father, seek forgiveness for our sins. In other words, seek forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for our sins. إنا كنا خاطئين. Certainly we were the wrongdoers. Now here, in asking the father to seek forgiveness on their behalf to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in it, they had also then meant that, O our Father, you also forgive us and you ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to forgive us. The very important lesson we learn here in the statement, Inna kunna khati'een. Certainly, we are the wrongdoers. We have erred. We have made the mistake. In other words, take responsibility and admit our sins. When we are making tawbah to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also, then admit our sin to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Acknowledge that we are sinners. The likelihood of forgiveness is far greater. Hence, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's response, قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. Very soon, I shall seek forgiveness on your behalf by my Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Most of the commentators are inclined to believe that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam would have forgiven them there and then. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam would have sought Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's forgiveness there and then. But this is a major, major crime. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam anticipated that he would wait for the time of tahajjud. And there, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam at that time would seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have often heard the narration of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the last third of the night, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's special attention is diverted to his slaves and servants, that at the time of tahajjud, when they make dua to Allah ta'ala, so from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, there is that offer. Who is there to make dua to me so that I may respond? Who is there to seek forgiveness from me so that I may forgive? Who is there to ask from me so I may bestow? And Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam would then wait for that Mubarak time. Otherwise, the system of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious have always been that whenever anyone asked for dua, then they would make dua immediately, right there and then. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself is Al-Ghafoor. Allah is most forgiving. Al-Rahim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most merciful. Now, Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam was invited by Yusuf alayhi salam via the brothers to come to Egypt. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam did not give a dry invitation. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam had sent with the brothers a huge amount of goods so that this preparations could be made. In certain narrations 72, in certain narrations 93, individuals from the family of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, possibly his children, grandchildren, whoever, and of course him and his wife, they had all now prepared for this journey with whatever arrangements Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had made for them. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفْ They left from Canaan and they came to the border and the boundary of Misr. And when they entered upon Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, awa ilayhi abaway, then Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam lodged his parents. In other words, he gave them a place to stay and abode to stay. وَقَالَ دَخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ And Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said to them, enter Misr, enter Egypt, enter the play area, inshaAllah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills, amineen, with peace, with tranquility, in other words, no remorse, no fear, no difficulties, but everything now will be in absolute peace. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses the word abaway. In the next verse also Allah Ta'ala uses the word abaway, and abaway will refer to parents. There is this discussion amongst the ulama as to whether Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's mother was living or she passed away. There are certain Israeli riwayat that indicate that on the birth of Binyamin, she had passed on, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam married Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's mother's sister, in other words, his wife's sister, after the wife had passed away, so there's no issue with that. And there are other riwayats that state that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's mother had not passed on, but she had lived, and she was the woman that had come over here with Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, and the indication of the Quran also indicates to the fact that she was living. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.